Today's podcast is brought to you by Jay & Jack Plus, where you can get all the great shows like Jay & Jack TV, Married Man Show, and more for only $2.99 a month over at jayandjacktv.com. Once again, it's jayandjacktv.com. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay & Jack's Ramblecast, a podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's your good friends, Jay and Jack, back after a extended sabbatical. It's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast.
So, you didn't really sound so sincere. Hey, a lot of great shows on Jay and Jack. Jay and Jack Plus.
I did. You don't think? I think maybe you're projecting.
No, I don't. I just projecting because I can see your facial expressions. Maybe that you're kind of rolling your eyes and get.
I was not doing that.
Yeah, a lot of great shows, Jane. Whatever, you know.
You know what people at work were saying? Like when I get excited or whatever, my voice raises up to a very high pitch. Mm-hmm. I did not say that.
Yeah, what do you do?
Some things never change. I don't know.
Yeah. You do have, because that's how used your voice was as a child.
Yeah, all the time.
It was like nonstop. Like you swallowed a like those little dog whistle, those little whistles. Anyway, before I forget,
okay,
we discussed and we've talked about doing this before, but we during the summer we want to showcase a different podcast each week. Right?
Yeah.
So if you like, if you have a podcast, not you, Jay. But if people listening have a podcast.
Because obviously I don't podcast.
No, you don't. Well, you're a little out of podcast shape.
I am a little bit.
I am proud that you figured out the sound problem we've had for the last 3 weeks.
See?
It did take, it took you about an hour.
Requires a certain level of intelligence. But
basically, it was just the desk and the mic holders I had put on here. It was the mic.
I'm like Sherlock. It's deductive reasoning. Elementary.
You change wires. You did the thing. I read the whole book, going, okay, maybe it's a book. Maybe I'm not doing something right.
And you had to have been frustrated if you read a book.
I did. And because I talk about the Merry Man, it's like 38 pages. It does have pictures in it, but it's like come on, what's wrong? And it turned out it's just because we have a crap. The studio's nice.
Yeah.
But the desk is crap because it's the only desk we could find.
Well, and I have a coworker of mine who showed me, it's called Desk Hacks, and it's at IKEA. They sell countertops for like kitchens and stuff, but then they get, like they have little cabinets and stuff like that too, and they hack a desk together.
Well, that's what we need really to do, because this desk, it shakes. It's sinking in right here, it's sinking in the middle.
Well, because somebody puts their feet up on it. I'm not going to name any names.
Who?
You.
Not when I'm recording over there.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's not just that.
This is probably one of the flimsiest pieces of.
When I put it together, it was like that.
Composite wood.
It's all they had.
Yeah,
I went to like 18 different stores.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to do it before the end of the year.
Yeah.
And I said, anyway. So you figured out the problem is just because these little plastic things that hold the mics are not shock.
Well, it's a shock mount.
Shock mounted thing. So I'm going to order the shock mounts today, and that'll eliminate that problem with the mic shaking.
We'll try and find a way to get a better desk in here.
Yeah, because this desk is terrible.
Terrible.
But anyway, so if you're doing a podcast, if you'd like to showcase it on our, you know, there's good news and bad news. Good news is you might get listeners. You know, you'll get access to, you know, different listeners out there. Bad news is we can't pay you.
Yes.
So there's a
and we won't just put any old podcast. It has to meet certain criteria.
Right. Exactly.
And certain levels of sound quality that not even we can match in the past couple weeks.
You don't have the wind. It's just the weirdest thing. And then it's like just something simple. Like you replaced all the. Anyway. So if you have something, send it to Lost Podcasts.
At gmail.com.
LostPodcast@gmail.com. I've already talked to one person who does a podcast. So we'll probably put that on first. And then is it a certain format they have to put it on? Is it something we have to do? I'm asking a technical question that I don't know the answer to. Is it like a desk that's...
Why don't we say MP3 file?
MP3 file form. All right.
And then we will have our selection committee listen.
Exactly.
To the show.
Yeah.
And then we will put it up there.
Yeah. It could be about anything.
Yeah.
If you say something nice about us, even better.
Mm-hmm. That would help.
It'd probably go a long way to get your podcast on the feed. I was gonna say on the air, but it's not technically air.
No, I like that. I like it a lot. That's what will be a fun thing to do this summer, and it'll be a good time. So I have a
a couple things that I need to talk about. Do you have some Ramblecasty things to talk about?
I do have one interesting Ramblecast
okay.
to talk about.
Well, mine is, it was a pretty rough week last week. Colleen's grandfather passed away. It was a very tough week. But we definitely had our own travel mishaps that I think are at least entertaining to a certain degree. So Colleen came back home and we were going to go drive or fly back up to go to the wake and the funeral and everything. And it was just one of that weird day on Thursday where the crazy storms kind of came out of nowhere.
I felt I jinxed you guys. I didn't tell you this, but uh-huh. Since I've been out here on the East Coast, mm-hmm. on the West Coast, I never watched the weather.
Yeah.
I lived in San Diego. People, I'm so sick of hearing about the perfect weather in San Diego. Well, it is perfect weather.
Yeah.
You normally don't listen. I mean, what just hit my car? Oh, it's water.
Mm-hmm.
So you just don't pay attention. Out here, I pay attention to the weather all the time.
Yeah.
I saw there was a big storm coming.
So did we.
This way. And I'm like going, I don't think they're going to. I said to your mom, I go, I'm not going to jinx them, but they're driving up there.
Yeah. And I had the gut feeling too, but I didn't want to add any extra stress right. to Colleen. So I was like, well, you know, whatever happens, we'll be fine. And so we had our first flight was at 2 o'clock and we'd get in like 4. So we had that taken care of, but then that was canceled in that morning. So I was like, okay, well, let's see what else you can get us. And okay, we'll do 8 o'clock. But then we were worried later as it got later in the day that one would probably get canceled. So we're like, oh, well, there's actually this 6 o'clock flight or whatever it was. And like, it was 4 o'clock. Let's see if we can get on that one. So we got that flight, and then we went to the airport. We had everything ready, all our bags packed, everything. And we go in, and then that flight has been canceled. But then we realized that American Airlines actually booked us on another flight, but that one was canceled. And then the other one that we had, the 8 o'clock, was also canceled
as
well.
They just do that to make you feel better, so they don't have to deal with you.
Yeah, and so you just look up and you see just cancel, all the way on the East Coast. But as we're going to the airport, I think a tornado almost touched down like right across the way from where we were in the car.
Well, it was called straight winds.
What does that mean?
I'd never heard that saying before, but it was because your mom and I and your sister were at Target.
Uh-huh.
Kayla. We're at Target. I had to go to the bathroom, so I said, okay, I'll meet you at the car. We knew the storm was coming. I knew it was mm-hmm. coming because I told your mom, I said, you sure you want to take your car out? They're predicting large size hail and all this different stuff going on. I'll be fine, because we ate at Chili's, mm-hmm. went to the store. I go, it looks like it's still okay. I come walking out of Target. I went in the bathroom. It was a mess, so I go, well, I'm not using the bathroom. I'll just wait till I get home. So I and all these people are like running and screaming and running into the Target. I go, geez, overreact much?
Uh-huh.
Because I thought I saw the lightning and stuff like that and some rain. I go, and their fear was in their face. I'm like going, I take one step back at the door. My hat flies off, and my sunglasses are on my head, just blown completely off my head. And the glasses, the little lens has been popping out. It pops out, so it's blowing this way, blowing that way. So I'm running in the street. Stop! Getting my glasses, getting this, get my hat. And I see your sister and mom struggling to put the stuff, because the cart's blowing.
Uh-huh.
It's like 70-mile-an-hour winds.
Oh, yeah.
And I look to the right, and it's black.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, oh, my God. I'm going, get in the car! I'm screaming. But I'm being pushed. I mean, the wind is pushing me. I can't walk straight. I'm trying to run. I get in the car. I'm yelling, get in the car. I think what I should have said is, get back in the store.
Yeah, the car is probably not a safe place to be.
But they were. It just seemed like, because stuff was hitting you in the face because it was blowing so hard. But they call it, because it doesn't have a formation of a tornado, so I guess they call it straight winds because it's blowing straight.
What was crazy is what we were, the road that takes us to 40.
Right.
And there's kind of like that, kind of a farmy kind of area there.
Yeah.
And
farmy.
It was like
tobacco kinda, farms.
No. It's near where the NC State's veterinary school. So they have like cows and stuff like that.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But obviously, just as the trees were like on their side, just the street lights are like swinging around in the air, and then we look up, it just turns pitch black, and then just like there's a circle in the sky, and it just starts swirling down. But all the cars just stop on the road, and I'm like, I have nowhere to go. I'm stuck here. If a tornado or whatever comes down, I am dead. We are dead.
Now, it would actually be kind of cool, like Twister, if a cow would have gone flying by you.
Well, no, because I don't want to die.
It's a Twister. But how often do you get to see a flying cow?
But that wasn't the case. But finally, cars started clearing up. But like, what do you do? Like, what's proper tornado etiquette? It's why would you stop the car? Drive away. There's a clear street. Drive away from it.
They say you're supposed to get out and find a... You know, like a...
Well, they weren't doing... They were just park in their dang cars.
Like, find something that you can hide, you know, something low that you can get into.
So we survive the near tornado. We get to the airport. All our flights are canceled. Like, it's 6 o'clock. It's like, all right, well, we got to be there for the wake tomorrow. So we need to leave now. So we get in the car. We drive through the night. It's fine. Whatever. Because I just did the drive the weekend before.
Well, you're getting good at it.
About 3 a.m., we hit New York City.
New York City.
And
you know, I can never say New York City without saying New York City.
And then as we're driving, 3 a.m., and I'm tired. And Colleen goes, I think my eye is swelling. And then I'm like, whatever, just keep driving. It's like, she's like, no, look at it. And I look over.
Yeah, you guys explain what it was, and it's still freaking me out.
And Colleen's eye, like the lower half of her eyeball, the white of her eye, had swelled beyond her eyelid. Like, she wasn't able to close her eyelid.
This is so gross.
But just imagine, like, if you're driving at 3 a.m. and you just look over and you see that.
Did you say, hey, you're still pretty, honey?
I didn't know if I was just kind of like tired and I was like
hallucinating. Because I've done that driving.
But then I was just like, I was freaking out. I was like, oh my, what do we do?
Now, you're doing the wrong thing. You can't freak out when something's like that. You have to.
I know, but.
Oh, you're okay. You're okay.
Okay, if you saw what I'm describing to you in person, how would you be reacting?
I'd be freaking out. But yeah. I'm the one giving advice. It's different when you're giving advice.
I mean, I was acting, but I was just very, like, I looked, and I just kind of looked straight ahead. And
you're breaking a cold sweat. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Why don't you put your sunglasses on? You look good with your sunglasses.
I don't know if you could have fit her sunglasses on. It was getting worse and worse. So then we called her dad, and he was like, where's the nearest hospital? And we found this hospital in Manhasset, North Shore Hospital, and we made a trip to the ER like 4 a.m. We were there for, no, 3 a.m. We were there for an hour. They said there wasn't any type of debris or anything. It's just, it's a edema of the sclera or something. And it just,
which makes sense to everyone listening.
Sure, absolutely. And basically the white of the eye just fluid. It was like yellow and it was covering her. It was.
You're making me sick to my stomach.
Poor Colleen.
This is the second time I've heard the story. And it's grossing me out the second time.
Just
you know what caused it?
What?
Too much Arrested Development.
No, I don't think it was that. Well, and the guy said, it was like, well, it could either be trauma to the eye, allergies, or stress.
That's always my favorite thing is when they narrow it down to nothing.
Yeah. And I was like, well, you know, that could easily be all three there. Yeah. But we left, and I think we got to Colleen's parents at like 5:30 a.m.
Still all swollen up?
It was still pretty swollen.
They give her a patch like a pirate?
No, they said to keep washing it out with saline solution. And by the morning, it was fine. But whew, that was a crazy, crazy trip.
Well, I didn't finish the thing. So I get the shopping cart.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying, I throw the stuff in. So they get in the car.
Uh-huh.
I can't get the shopping cart back to the, you know, the place where we put the shopping carts back, mm-hmm. the rack. And I'm like going, it's blowing. It's pushing me backwards. I go, well, I don't want to let the shopping cart go because it's going to slam into someone's car.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be polite, but of course, I don't want to die either.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, so I finally get it in there, get in the car, and as we're driving back, just rows of trees are just down. It's just, mm-hmm. and there's debris all over the place. But I'm like, oh, crap. What's it going to look like? Because we have all these trees around our house.
Yeah.
A few branches. It must not have hit as bad here, the wind. But there's some, you know, few.
A huge tree fell at our apartment. Like, we came back. And they just had it all chopped up and everything. It was one, you know, big ones just
right.
fell over. Like, the roofs were the
size
of the house.
Some down Skycrest where the tornado actually hit a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
There was some, you know, if you drive down Skycrest. But it was like 10 minutes and it was calm.
And it was done. It was just
done.
Weird.
It was the
trippy.
Weirdest thing. And it was like going, wow. It was so.
Because what was funny is we were driving all the way up. There wasn't rain until we hit New Jersey. It was like figures.
Your favorite place. New Jersey.
Jersey. But I've got time now. Perfect. I can make on one take of gas to the first rest stop in Jersey, and then on the way back get that one rest.
See, I don't like getting gas in Jersey because they do it for you.
But it's cheap gas. Good gas.
I do it in like Delaware before I get to Jersey.
But it's like an extra 20 cents a gallon.
But I want to do it myself. I don't want people to touch them. I want to do my own gas. It's a control thing. It's like I've for my whole life I've pumped my own gas.
Not that big a deal.
It is a big deal. I feel like I'm stupid sitting there like going, okay.
You're thinking about it too much.
Probably.
Hey, have you seen the new Star Trek movie? Have I talked about that on the Ramblecast yet?
I have not seen it, no. I think you did talk about it.
Did I talk about it?
I don't remember.
No, I talked about Iron Man 3, but I don't think I've talked
about
it. Oh,
wait, before you get into movies, can I talk about, I was at Home Depot.
Uh-huh.
And I come outside and I go, is someone smoking in that car? It reminded me of like, you know, when you're a teenager.
It's called hot boxing.
Okay, is that what it's called?
Yes.
Okay, and, but there's like all this smoke in this car.
Uh-huh.
And so I go, I told your mom, I go, hey, this car's on fire. And this whole car is full of... So I go in there. There's like a baby car seat in there. So I'm looking and I can't... So but we're, before... I should have told this part of the story. We're in Home Depot. I need to get some quarter round.
Yeah.
To finish the studio. So I had to cut it because it won't fit in the car. Mm-hmm. Well, this group of people are like in front of this with the saw at Home Depot. I'm like waiting and waiting and waiting.
Yeah.
And they're just taking forever. I go, excuse me, can I just get in here and cut this real quick?
What were they waiting around it for?
They were discussing different parts of wood. They had a worker there,
a
customer service guy from Home Depot, associate, whatever you call them at Home Depot.
Sure.
So I'm like going, oh. You know, we're talking. So finally I get in there, cut it. So anyway, I go out. We pay for our stuff, get outside. I go, this car's on fire. I mean, it's just like smoking.
Yeah.
And I look, there's a car seat in there. I don't see anybody in the car.
Uh-huh.
So I take a photo of the license plate on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Learning. So I go. Well, I walk to Home Depot. I can't get it. I go, hey, I go, there's a car on fire out here.
Uh-huh.
What? I go, there's a car on fire out here.
Yeah.
It's just like, what it looked like is probably someone had dumped a cigarette.
Oh, and it just started.
And it was, there's some rope, like some string in the back, and it was, mm-hmm. it was smoldering. It hadn't really caught fire yet.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles style.
Exactly. And actually, I did say that. They make an announcement. No one comes out here. I'm watching. So finally, some guy that works at Home Depot part-time is a firefighter.
Uh-huh.
So he runs over and gets this thing, and they're like, well, don't open the windows. The oxygen will make it.
Yeah, well, yeah, because more oxygen will
fuel. There was a little crack in the window because the smoke was getting out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they call the fire department, and the fire department comes. The guys come running out. It was the people that were holding us up. So anyway,
was the car okay? Was there no baby in there, hopefully?
There was no baby. Okay. They did have the baby in their hand, and they're like, oh, my God. They come out, you know.
Sure. Plus,
well, the guy was funny working there. He had a truck right next to it. He goes, should I move my truck? I go, well, I would.
Yeah.
I go, if this blows up, I go.
Collateral damage.
Yeah. So anyway, so it didn't look, the fire department got there. We left at that point. Said, okay, our job here is done.
Uh-huh.
We've done all we can. I did my good deed. I stopped the, I don't know how much damage.
Yeah.
It was filled with smoke.
Really?
I've never seen even the TAF. In his Mento days, wouldn't have that much smoke in his car. Allegedly.
That's a good story. So, Star Trek, you haven't seen it yet. Have you gone to the movies at all?
No.
No?
I just haven't had time.
Okay.
All the free time I'm having, you see all the stuff I'm doing around the house.
Yeah.
And I'm still not done. I had to change because our front door, the lock stopped. The bottom part stopped working.
What's that about? Same key for a decade, and they finally...
It just wouldn't... It wouldn't turn. So I said, you know what? I go, we're just going to have to get it. So your mom wanted to get this fancy one. So I put it together, and I looked at it. And the first thing I said, I go, well, now I got to paint the door, because it looks bad that this whole thing... anytime you put something new on it, she goes, well, when are you going to paint the door? I go, oh, in time? So, anyway. I just haven't had time.
Gotcha. Well, the new Star Trek is fantastic. Benedict Cumberbatch, who I think you've watched some Sherlock episodes, right?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And I won't say anything more than that because I don't want to spoil it, but okay. Very good movie.
You've already spoiled me because I didn't know he was in it. Actually, Dale spoiled the people in Married Men. I made a joke and he goes, yes.
Oh, man, really?
I go, what's his name in it? He goes, yes. I go,
that's messed up. That's messed up. That's kind of cool that you don't know.
Well, I do know now.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Right. Ralph probably doesn't like this movie.
Anyways, Dean. I won't get much because it benefits from being pretty spoiler free.
Has it done well at the box office?
Yeah, I think it's done exceptionally well.
Okay. I just haven't paid attention.
A new movie just came out this weekend, that's Man of Steel, the new Superman.
I
want to
see
movie.
That, but your mom probably won't see it.
It's a good movie. Like it's only gotten... you're going to break that thing. Quit playing. Well, give it to me. There's a pop filter that I put on Jack's microphone because he was concerned about being in such close proximity to Dale's microphone.
This is Dale's deep throat mic.
I was trying to help
enough,
him out.
Enough said on that.
These are our mics break because you keep fidgeting with things.
That's the mic I use. Is it broken?
Because I'm sitting here with it. I'm not doing...
But is it broke? Is it working fine? Okay, let's be honest here. I can't sit still. I have to. I have to move around.
Podcasting with Jack. It's a constant state of movement.
No, it's worse with Dell. Because Dell has every time we do the test last Mary Band, he blew out the speakers because I'm like going. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing one. Hey, Mary
Band! It's a Mary Band.
Anyway, Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Man of Steel, it has 57% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's terrible.
It's not very good. It's a rotten.
So the critics, score. The critics don't like it.
Some don't. Some do. But it's a meh rating. If it was like,
did they go dark with it? Is that the problem?
What I like is that it's different. It's because there's problems with Superman, right? What are some of your problems with Superman?
I like Superman.
But I mean, just things that it's like, well, it's kind of.
I don't think I have any problems. I've always been a fan of Superman. He's clean cut. He's, you know.
It's not so much that, but there's parts of kind of his origin story that just doesn't, like in modern day, it's like, okay.
Well, that part, the glasses part. It's like, come on.
Yeah. So I think.
I could see in the 50s they could be fooled by it because, okay, let's face it, they just weren't as.
But they didn't even have, like, you know, like high def TVs or anything.
Well,
like that.
Well, I'm just saying people in general.
You say they're gullible? The greatest generation ever?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you know what? People told them they were the greatest generation ever, and they believed it. I'm kidding.
Wow.
It's a joke.
Wow.
I'm already taking heat for the Patrick Swayze stuff on The Married Man. So I just. he's haunting our house, basically.
There you go.
I'm kidding. Seriously, you guys did a lot. You did a lot more than I've done.
Anyways, ding. I'm doing that way too much.
I think it's, you know, I think the problem is it's sitting here. Sometimes you take on the life of Taffy. It's a, you,
the I persona.
I guess that's what it is. And you can't help it. Sometimes it's just like it just like seeps into you. And
but it's different. It's a lot of action, too. And I think what maybe throws people off, because it's like the last 30 minutes are pure unadulterated action.
Really?
Like just, but it's epic, like just crazy.
It's epic, man.
Have you seen The Avengers yet?
No.
What are you doing with your life?
I'm watching shows, TV.
You're watching Old Hawaii 5-0. Like, come on.
The original.
Priorities. Anyway.
You know the best part about that? The theme song is a full minute.
Not 30 minutes. 30 seconds, I should say.
Yeah.
And I think people's problem is it's like numbing to a certain extent, like the amount of action.
Really, people get tired. Because there's action that's, like, you look at some of the Transformer movies. It's like, okay, we're going to put some action in here just because we don't have a...
Mm-hmm.
We're out of ideas.
Yeah.
Or we're going to get a hot girl who can't act to do it. Just saying.
It's not, because it does have context. It does have a story that builds up to the action. But it's, I think what people don't realize is that Superman is this, he's pretty insane superhero in terms of his powers. Right.
There's no arguing that, because you can go the Iron Man, the Batman. Superman is a superhero.
Well, Superman's the most powerful superhero ever.
He has powers. I mean, he's.
Well, I mean, there's other superheroes with powers,
right?
Quote
but,
unquote.
But he's the man. He's Superman.
Well, his powers are so exceptional. There's very few that can even compare to the power that he has, like super speed, super like flight, all these things. So showing that in the movie, like but he's going against other Kryptonians. General Zod is kind of the main.
Better than Shazam.
Well, I mean, it's Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel is comparable
Shazam.
To Superman.
I'm just the TV show with Shazam or whatever.
Well, you don't want to know why?
Why?
Well, Shazam is what he says to turn into Captain Marvel.
Billy,
was called Captain Marvel, though.
Billy something.
Billy Batson.
Billy Batson, that's right. I used to watch it every Saturday morning.
But the reason why they had to stop calling it Captain Marvel is they let the rights lapse, and then Marvel created a Captain Marvel character.
Ah, I didn't know that.
So while he's still Captain Marvel, they can't advertise it as Captain Marvel. They have to advertise it as what he says, which is Shazam.
Yeah,
because Shazam is the wizard.
Does Captain Marvel drive around in a Winnebago?
No.
Because Shazam did.
It was the 70s.
Yeah. Then you find out how he actually flew, and it was like, come on.
So General Zod is the main bad guy in this one.
Well, that's from...
I mean, he's one of the... Yeah. He's a... Not Lex Luthor. That's probably the most known, but General Zod's another.
Of course, Lex Luthor's the bad guy, because why? He's bald. He has no hair.
But, So he's just as superhuman as Superman. So the fights are between the two of them. So these god type people, it's just like super fast. Like they'll zoom in and then they'll fight and then they'll just like blow up a building because they're thrown into a building. Like it's insane.
So innocent people are dying while they're fighting.
There's a lot of collateral damage in these in these action scenes. Like it's pretty intense. But overall, I really enjoyed the film. Like I felt the story was good. Colleen had some issues with like the pacing, but it doesn't. It's quick. Like it doesn't waste any time.
I'm a Superman fan, so I'd probably like it.
I think you would, but it does change some things. So you'd have to be okay. Like so you might. I could see you getting a little peeved at some changes that they do. But
it did take me a few episodes on BSG to realize. Okay. Because Mike, remember my first text to you was like, I'm watching it, and I go.
You were so upset that Starbuck was a girl.
Starbuck is a girl?
Yep. You were really upset.
I said, come on. Because like I said, I was a fan of the original. And there was just different things that they had changed around. But I grew to love it. And I grew to accept it. Because normally I'm not flexible.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm old. I'm, you know, tight and stuff. But
not as limber as you used to be.
No, but I don't like certain things when they change something that I grew up with. But like I said, it's worked with Batman, and it worked with BSG, and other things.
So go in with an open mind, because it's not. I don't think it's as extreme as BSG at all. They just kind of tweaked it around, just made it more believable in today's world, I think.
Okay.
But there is some things that are like one thing. At first, I was like, I don't know if I like that, but again, I understand it in the context of the story. But I did. Russell Crowe is his dad. It's not Marlon Brando this time.
I knew that he was. Well, obviously, it could be Marlon Brando.
But Russell Crowe did a good. I liked it.
Did Russell Crowe say, "Are you not entertained?
No.
Are you not entertained?" When they were fighting? No.
No, he didn't.
That would have been pretty good.
But I would.
Did he have a sand pillow where he lays on the?
No.
You know about the sand pillow, right?
I do know about the sand pillow. You want to tell the people at home?
Well, if you watch Gladiator,
uh-huh.
If you haven't seen it, it's a fantastic movie.
It is fantastic.
And at the end, I won't spoil anyone at the end. Someone is laying on the ground, and there's a sand pillow. They call it a sand pillow because there's sand underneath propping this person's head up.
Mm-hmm.
So they called it a sand pillow. But it wasn't. Why would it be there? Because obviously they put it there.
He's so great that when he falls, the sand forms up under his head.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
I would give it, out of 5 stars, I'd give it, or 5 thumbs, I'd give it 4 thumbs.
Wow. Because I saw you guys were going to it. I go, he's... Because you're not a big big Superman fan, right?
I like Superman a lot, but it's not my favorite.
Now I hear the guy is attractive.
He's pretty hunky.
Now, do women realize he can't fly? That's just.
Movie. I don't think it's the flight.
It's just movie magic.
There's, you know, like sometimes like you see like the cartoon drawings, the superheroes are all like, you know, kind of beefed up.
Yeah.
Well, there's like some shirtless scenes with him, and it's like the real deal.
It's not Photoshopped.
Yeah, it's not like CGI. He's pretty ripped. Like when he's all buffed up in that suit, it's like, well, good for him.
There used to be someone your mom liked that was ripped. I go, it's all Photoshopped.
Mm-hmm.
This is years ago. I go, it's just Photoshopped.
If you can compare Christopher Reeve to this guy, it's like, does he even have muscles, Christopher Reeve?
Well, Christopher Reeve wasn't really buff. He was just...
He had a slender build.
He was slender. It just wasn't. What happened to the other guy? The guy that did the Superman before? He just got this one show.
Brandon Routh.
Yeah.
It's one and done.
He never recovered from Chuck.
I think Chuck was the only thing he did besides. Poor Brandon Routh. Seems like a good guy.
But Chuck, I mean, Chuck just, I never finished Chuck.
Neither did I.
Yeah, just kind of got tired of it. And
I kind of like leaving it that way. Maybe I'll go back to it one day. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I see it on Netflix sometimes. I go, nah, just don't have any. And I loved that first 3 seasons, loved it, but it was just like got to the point where it was just too. I don't know.
But I would recommend go see it. I really enjoy it. I think it brings Superman into the modern era.
I haven't seen 42 yet, which was a movie your mom and I were going to see. We just haven't had time to go see it.
Yeah, I don't know if the next one I want to see is This Is the End. It's the comedy.
This Is the End. Well, I hear it's pretty. Your sister saw it.
It's gotten great reviews, rave reviews, and I do want to go
see
it.
I want to see Red. It's the one with Bruce Willis.
Oh, the sequel to...
Yeah, because your mom said, I'll go see that because we saw the first one. We liked it. It's typical Bruce Willis movie.
Yeah.
I did see... what movie did I see? I watched on the plane. I don't know if I talked about it or not. I can't remember what it was. Oh, I did talk about it. Django Unchained.
Yeah. Oh, I will say we went to the movies. It was yesterday or 2 days ago. And I've gone to movies for a long time, many years, a lot. But the first time ever in my life have I ever gone. It was a Monday night, so it's nobody's there. There's one person at the ticket counter.
And same person selling the popcorn?
Not quite that much, but it's like that, and there was like one person inside selling popcorn. Like, they didn't even tear our ticket. They teared it when we bought it, and then we just walked in. But there was a mom and her daughter in front, like, that was there in front of us, and we got there, you know, 20 minutes before. There's not going to be anybody there, and it'd be quick and easy. And this lady, she, like, gets there right before us, steps up to the counter, and she goes, We want to, you know, see a comedy or something that makes me laugh. Which one of these movies is going to make me laugh? And I was like, are you kidding me? So she sat there, it's 5-10 minutes, talking with the counter lady on what movie she should go see.
I woke up and I was the only one alive.
Who goes to a movie theater without knowing what movie you want to see? And this isn't like it's in a mall, so maybe you're just kind of walking around. It's like, let's go see a movie. Like this, it's a standalone movie. It's like you have to drive to this movie theater.
And in this day and age, where you can go on your phone.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, like we want to laugh. Like what up here is going to make us laugh? I'm like, are you kidding me? And then, so eventually they're kind of going through things and they pick Fast and the Furious 6, which I don't, it's not really a comedy, but.
That's a laugher.
But
that's
then
a laugh
they, but they pick the movie at like 10:30 or 10:40. It's like an hour and a half away from when they were there.
You think they'd step back and go, oh, I'm holding up the line.
We're just standing there behind them. We're it. And our movie is starting in 15 minutes or 10 minutes at this point. And so then they finally decide which movie they're going to see. And then the lady comes out and she's like, I don't want to dig around my purse. I don't know where my cash is. And then she goes to the daughter, do you have any cash with you? And then she pulls out like $10 and she still needs like another $9. So then she's digging around. She's like, oh, I got some of these dollars here. And then she gives it to the lady. He's like, oh, this is 14. I still need 4 or 5. She's like, I really don't want to reorganize my purse.
Was she drunk or high on something?
No, she was just completely inconsiderate. I've never seen that before in my life. I've never seen someone go to a movie theater and then just not know what movie they're going to see.
I've had people go there and ask what maybe some questions, because we like it when school's in session because there's no kids there.
Yeah.
And we get a lot of seniors though.
Uh-huh.
And they like, it's, you know, they get out and they want to talk.
Yeah.
So they're talking to the guy. And so you sit there and go, oh, my God, hurry up. Because we get there. You know, you get there. All right, we get there. We get there
for matinee.
We can get there 15 minutes early. We'll get the tickets. Yep. Get the popcorn. We don't have to sit there and watch the preview stuff that we're not going to watch anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff on TV.
Yeah.
You're getting a first look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I think once I went, hey, I want to see that. Mm-hmm. The rest of the time I was like, okay, I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Really, that's what that actor's doing now? Anyway, so you sit there, but you do get that sometimes where they go, oh, you know, you're like going.
No, this is a relatively young person.
Yes, people are getting ruder, and it's only getting worse.
I just like how you're oldie, but a goodie.
But you know what?
I woke up today, and I was the only one alive. She definitely.
The Greatest Generation, there was manners then.
Yeah.
So I teased the Greatest Generation.
And the lady apologized. So I was like, whatever.
But what can you do as the employee, I get that sometimes. You'll have someone come in there and start talking about something. You're looking, you got like five other customers. You're like going,
okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, shoot.
I'm on the phone. I'll go, if I feel like they're just rambling on without nothing, I go, excuse me, can I put you on hold a second? I have other people I have to wait on.
Yeah.
I go, I'm the only one here. Sorry. And I'll put them on hold. I'm tough. I'm from Erie, PA.
We're in the mood for laughs. What movie
So why would you go see Fast and the Furious? I saw the first one. I think pretty much that's all you need.
No, I mean, actually, the Fast and Furious 5 and this one are more
good.
Of like an action kind of caper kind
oh, really?
Of thing. So it's not as much as like the drag racing.
Well, it's got
the
Rock.
And the fifth Fast and Furious 5 is on HBO Go right now.
Got the hiccups.
So you can watch that because I watched it. It was actually very. It's an action movie, you know, but it was actually a pretty decent action movie. But was it like what? Okay, it's a destination. I mean, there's a Target. There's like a restaurant, but
it's like going to Disneyland. I'm like, I want to go here, but you know, I'm not sure if I'm gonna like the rides. Am I like the rides? It's like you said.
Well, it's like you get up to Space Mountain, you get right in the front there, ready to go. I was like, yeah. So I'm in the mood, you know, for some chuckles. Is this a good ride?
Is it gonna make me laugh? It's gonna make me laugh. People are nuts.
Gotta be kidding.
People are just rude and they're just inconsiderate.
Yeah, I was just.
Don't get me started. I can go on for a whole podcast about that. You know, I don't like to complain.
Sometimes you do. It's about once a month.
I don't like to complain. Oh, rant cast? Oh, we had some good rants. We had, I gotta say, probably the best rant ever. It was, I think, rant number 5. If you listen to it, it's basically similar to what's going on here. People uh-huh. talking loud and on their cell phones. And if you listen to it, we both. Dale and I said, as we heard it, best rant ever. Uh-huh. And other people have commented too, best rant ever.
Is it about people talking loud on cell phones? Or?
It's just people being rude in general. And the delivery of the rant is a perfect rant.
Oh, okay.
On
the timing's really
the
good.
The timing, it was just the best rant ever.
Okay.
So I'm not going to spoil you, but you have to go. If you want to listen to the rant cast, it gets a little raunchy sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But this was the best, because it basically summed up.
Mm-hmm.
I would think what everybody else has felt in their lives. I think it's number 5.
Okay.
You'll know what it is when you hear it. It's and people have been commenting on Twitter and stuff like that. Best rant ever.
Okay.
So there. And it had nothing to do with hockey.
Well, that's so there. It might be a first.
So that makes people happy.
Hey, how about my Padres, huh? Playing on some fire. Good baseball.
Beating the Dodgers.
Nothing better than beating the Dodgers.
I lost a couple followers last time I played the Dodgers because I like to pick. I don't like the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. I hate the Dodgers.
Yeah,
I hate the Dodgers with a passion. Now, I don't hate them personally. I mean, I wouldn't want them to die or anything.
No, yeah.
But it's a rivalry thing.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that they've spent $200 million and their team sucks.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call them out. They're terrible.
They're pretty bad.
How long till Donnie Baseball is fired?
I think he wants to get fired.
He has that look every time like yesterday, he kept coming to the mound like, why am I here? Why am I here? How are we losing this team that has a $30 million payroll?
I love it, though. I love it.
We have one player makes $30 million. How are we losing this team? And we keep picking up players, too. Like, we picked up that shortstop.
Yeah, Cerriaco.
Cerriaco, and he's like, that guy's fast.
He is. He had a great game
yesterday. He hit a two-run homer. Or was it a two-run homer?
He had a triple, and then he scored the run, I think. And then
no, he didn't score.
That's right. He got on the squeeze play. It was a
safety squeeze.
Yeah.
And then he got thrown. He was out of the plate. I'm like, oh, great. Runner at third, nobody out. They're not going to score. But then they came through and they got the base hit. So take that, Dodgers. 11 games under 500. Oh, that has to hurt. Oh, let me get that knife out of my back. Oh. But no, it's fun. It's fun watching. It's fun watching the Padres.
Yeah,
and it's baseball's always, you know. What I like about it. They have some young players.
Yeah,
that you can go. Okay, they can build on. Sure, they won't be able to keep them. But it was fun that the last Friday they had the 15th anniversary.
15th anniversary of the 98 team.
Of 98 team, which is probably the best team the Padres have ever had.
Easily.
Unfortunately, they played against the Yankee team, which was probably the best team that they've had since the 20s. Or 50s.
You could argue maybe the best Yankees team ever. That was a great
team.
That was a pretty dang good
and
Yankees team.
The funny thing is, back then in 1998, the Yankees had a $60 million payroll. We had a $45 million payroll.
Yeah.
We were only $15 million apart. Yeah. Padres had a great, great team. Unfortunately, Ken Caminiti was breaking down, and the Yankees were just loaded.
Yeah,
and of course there was
And again, it wasn't like they just bought a bunch of their people. That was a lot of those were farm.
Yeah, the system was a little more round.
Parity was more even
because the Padres went out and traded for Kevin Brown and stuff like that. It was just a great, great season. It was a fun season to watch. People kept saying all year long, "Oh, the Padres are over." I kept saying, "No, they're not."
Mm-hmm.
You look at their positions, but. And I don't want to talk about the 2-2 pitch right down the middle of the plate to Tino Martinez. I don't even go into that
because
it didn't change. It didn't. We probably still wouldn't have won anyway.
Yeah.
But don't tell me that wasn't a hometown.
I will say that what was cool about because I went back and watched the game later. It had Mel Proctor come back and do the game.
Mel Proctor.
I think his voice has gotten worn a little bit after all the screaming that he would do.
Because he was an emotional guy.
Oh, yeah.
He was... But Tony Gwynn and then Mark Grant were on there. They all worked well together.
Yeah.
I can't. People don't like Dick Enberg's not the announcer he was a few years ago.
I like him though,
but he does
a good job.
But you know, he does call out if Buddy Black makes a mistake, because I thought Buddy Black made a mistake against the Giants. He pinch hit Armorista when that was his last player to bunt.
Yeah,
I said, why don't you use a pitcher? And it came out we didn't. Luckily, we won in the 13th inning because Venable made that catch.
Yep. An insane. That's one of the best catches I've ever seen.
Yeah, if you go and watch it, it's a great, great catch.
Like, his back is to the plate. I don't know how.
And he's not a great defensive outfielder. Mm-mm. He's okay, but he's not like Willie Mays.
What's incredible is like the jump, and it was just perfectly perfect to catch.
And it was a game saving catch because they had a runner at first or second base.
Oh, he was already like home when he made the catch.
But anyway, Kevin Brown was back. Mm-hmm. And I've forgiven Kevin Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never blamed him for taking the money.
Kevin Brown left the Padres the next season to go to the Dodgers.
Yeah, he took
like $100 million, like the first $100 million.
It was a $105 million contract. The Padres had, because people in San Diego, they didn't try. Well, the Padres offered him $60 million.
Yeah,
which is at that time was a lot. I mean, it's still a lot of money, but it's not today. It's like $60 million contract.
Yeah,
in baseball. Yankees have a backup outfielder with making $60 million.
I mean, the Yankees actually don't have too big of a payroll team right now.
Well, they're like $200 million. They're still the largest payroll team.
Are they? The Dodgers aren't? All the money Dodgers they're dropping
like,
on
Dodgers
people?
Dodgers like second. I saw it earlier in the season. I was shocked because the Yankees were still on. Because they have a lot of their players aren't playing.
Yeah.
So anyway,
got to love spending all that money.
But Kevin, always bugging about Kevin Brown was because the Dodgers outbid themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because the agent for Kevin Brown, was it Burroughs?
I think
whoever it was did a fantastic job of getting the Dodgers to pay a lot more for Kevin Brown. Mm-hmm. But this is what Kevin Brown said. He went to L.A. from San Diego. His home is in Atlanta. That's where his family lives. He only went to Atlanta. He only went to the Dodgers not for the money, but he wanted to be closer to home.
Yeah. Well, because, LAX to Atlanta is
a quicker
flight.
I get it. But that's what always upset Padre fans. Not that he took the money. I mean, you offer me $45 million more to do something, I'm probably going to take the money.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to sit there and say, I want to be closer to home.
Yeah.
When it's L.A. Now, if he would have went to Kansas City or, even Colorado. Okay, it's a little closer to home.
Mm-hmm.
You went from L.A., San Diego to Los Angeles. But he still looked pretty
good. He
looked good. I mean, the whole team looked. I was just shocked that Trevor Hoffman wasn't there.
It had to be some like scheduling conflict because he's there. He announces games. He's a color comp, not color, what are they call people like on the field that kind of like what Mark Sweeney does.
Yeah,
I don't know what you call them.
Sideline reporter.
Maybe he does that. Sometimes.
They have that girl that does it, and I go,
yeah, she's horrible.
Yeah, I don't know. She's on there for one reason, I guess, but or maybe two reasons. I don't know the whole story, but it's it was fun to see. I mean, like I said, when you're a fan of a team that's not had the success of, like other teams, it's fun to see the guys come back and, Greg Vaughn look good. It was fun. Like I said, obviously the 84 team means more to me than the 98 team.
Yeah.
But the 98 team was better than the 84 team.
Oh, yeah. The 98 team, that was a fun year. That was a fun year.
Because the 84 team just had they had a great bullpen. They had Gossage and stuff like that. But anyway, fun to see. I'm ready for football season, though.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I was upset about I was rooting for the Spurs.
Me too.
Not that it has nothing to do with it, but Kawhi Leonard from San Diego State, who was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But they were blaming him for game six for missing the free throw with 28 seconds left. That would have made it a 5-point, or 4-point lead. Ginobili messed it with, he missed one, it would have been a 6-point lead.
Yeah.
They still should have won the game, but, what's his name? Allen hit that 3-pointer with 5.5 seconds left.
Yep.
It's like, but why wasn't Tim Duncan in the game?
Yeah.
You couldn't. Both LeBron James' 3-pointer and Allen's came on a second shot. You got to have someone to rebound.
Yeah.
Your best rebounder is sitting on the bench?
Yeah.
That's on you.
What was their explanations?
They were trying to stop the 3-point shooters. They wanted someone out to guard against the 3-point shooters, but James messed the ball bounced in the air, and they didn't have anyone tall enough to get the rebound.
Yeah.
You don't know. It's a lucky bounce, and it bounced off to a guy. He threw it back to James. James hits a 3-pointer. They come down. Leonard gets fouled. He makes one free throw, so it's a 3-point game. And then they come back down. I forget who missed the shot. But anyway, rebound again. They throw it out to Allen. Money. Boom. Makes it. I go, well. And, of course, then they lost yesterday. But I like Kawhi Leonard. He's a good player. He's only 21. And good San Diego State boy.
Well, those Spurs, I mean, they win every other year, so.
Yeah, well, people don't like the Spurs because they think they're boring. Because, you know, the players are never in the news, except Tony Parker when he broke up with, what's her name? But
Evelyn Gorea.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, the Heat won again. I don't like LeBron James. I don't like the whole thing.
Hey, he's a fantastic basketball player. He's a great basketball player.
Yeah.
He's very talented, but I didn't like the whole thing. I still don't like the way he left Cleveland.
It still bugs me.
But I'm not from Cleveland.
I know some people are over it, but...
I'm over it now because I'm not from Cleveland. It just bothered me the way he handled it. It was bad PR.
Very bad PR.
But I'm okay with it. I roll with the punches.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but congrats to the Heat.
Yeah. Yay. It's funny. That's the most basketball I've watched in years.
I couldn't watch it.
Because I'm still bitter of the whole Donald Sterling... Because you know my on Donald Sterling, I've said it before... I won't root for the Clippers again until he dies or he sells the team.
Yeah.
And I'd be okay if it happened the first part. And it's just being me bitter. I've never met the man. Well, I did talk to him once.
Hey, you yelled at him. Did you hear something?
No, I walked up to him one time and I said, hey, you're keeping the team in San Diego? Yes, I promise. And the next year they were gone. So he lied to me. I hold a grudge. It's been since, 1984?
So 30 years?
Almost 30 years. And the guy's still hanging on.
Is he that old?
He's old. He's like in his 70s or something.
Oh, is
like
he? Yeah. Okay.
I'm a bitter person. Ed,
I know. I know you're a bitter person.
Don't lie to me.
So what do you think about Kanye West's new kid? Born.
I heard there's something about the name. I don't
Have you not heard the name?
Something Southwest or Northwest?
No, it is. The name is going to be North.
North.
Well, the baby is going to be called Northwest.
Okay.
What are your... Some people are outraged by it.
Girl or girl? You know, you can call your kid whatever you want, but like I said, I always try to make a name that, you know, okay, let's think of the name. Think of the name.
Yeah.
I was talking about my middle name, and I said, you know, I know my mom was upset about the middle name, and I go, yeah, I don't wish my middle name on anyone.
Yeah.
Especially with the last name Glatfelter, because it's bad enough you got the Glatfelter part. It's like, all right, now Llewellyn. I mean, it's my dad's name.
It's like whoever came up with the name had their mouth full of marbles.
Yeah. Well, in Pennsylvania, it's where my dad grew up and stuff was raised. Glatfelter is not that difficult to pronounce because, when I went to Switzerland, Glatfelter was like, hey, I don't have to spell it. I don't have to pronounce it. But, you know, here's like, what is your name? I can't pronounce it. So, but I don't know. That's what stars do. They have to up the other person. Like, you know, what's her name? Named her Apple and...
Yeah, I thought it was pretty. I don't get that outraged by it. Colleen's like really upset. But I was like, it's whatever.
I don't get it. I don't pay any attention to it. I don't care.
But
I don't watch their show.
He also leaked his new album, which is an interesting album.
Really?
Yeah. It's he's very angry in it.
Really?
It's like very like there's not a lot of instrumentation. It's like a lot of him like screaming and stuff. It's very arty.
He just had a child.
Coincidence?
Why so angry though? No, people do things, you know. I know
they were supposed to have.
I know we had that debate years ago about Lady Gaga and stuff like that. I still think people do things. There's an agenda, and they do things for a reason. You could say it's for art, but they do think they're smart. They do things. Like I said, I haven't been paying attention to but I've been busy, so I haven't been. You know, I don't really pay attention to what the Kardashians are doing. So like, I have no problem with what they're doing.
Yeah.
If I had a show where I could make money and, you know, stuff like that, I mean, I don't think I would. I mean, I might not do certain things. I don't know. I would name my kid North to get you know, more advertisement. I wouldn't do that to the kid.
Come here, North.
Come here, North.
This is my daughter, North.
North. What's the nickname going to be?
You can't really nickname North.
North. Like I said, I didn't know. I thought that was people just joking. I thought it was just a joke. No, I didn't. Like I said, I don't get outraged by it. I don't care. You can name it's your child. You can do. I think it was Illyrio posted something about in Canada. They have a thing where you have to get the name approved.
Oh, really?
It was something I saw him on Twitter.
They're back communist anyway.
Yeah, so I was like going, really? You have your. You know, maybe in this case, but
that would have worked out.
But people have an agenda. I wouldn't use my child that way. But like I said, them selling their name for perfume or selling that. Hey, we're in America. That's, you know, but I would
consumerism.
Well, you know, would you agree? If you had a chance to make money doing something it's not illegal or something that's, you know, you're not selling your soul, but you're, you know, I don't know if about a reality show. I wouldn't want cameras following me all over the place. But if you could sell your name to a, you know, on Twitter, if you could be one of those people, if you promoted a product on Twitter, would you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no problem with that. And I have no problem with, like, their show. If they have no problem, I think it's I've watched it a couple times. It's so staged, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And like I said, Bruce Jenner, I have no respect for the guy. What happened to you, Bruce? We all wanted to be you back in 1976. Now I would never be you.
Yeah, swapped out for Michael Jackson's face.
Exactly.
That is a beat-up but, face.
Wow, really? North, is it? They really named
North
the kid North?
Northwest.
Northwest. What was the... Did they... Did, was it a trial balloon, or the, could they get? Can they go back and change it? All right, it's not. It's not being the hit. But you know, it's, was it the? What's her name? Named her kid Coco or something like that.
Well, that was the nickname.
Nickname. Her. Okay. Because I really don't get too much into celebrities' names and stuff like that. It's, you know, North. Wow. I'm not outraged. I just don't.
Just don't get it.
I don't get it. Uh-huh. What's the point? Like, yeah. Is that Dakota or, you know, Montana or something? You know, name it after a state, something like that. You know, North?
It's got to be Joe Montana.
Joe Montana. I don't. Wow, really? Okay. All right. Okay. I'm cool. Hey, I don't want him yelling at me, getting mad at me. I know he's a temper. I might sometime, he might come back and grab this podcast award and go, the Transmission deserved this award.
Transmission was the best podcast of all time.
All time. It got cheated by the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack.
I'm gonna let you finish.
Or Darmalars. No, he wouldn't have said that.
Oh,
I'm kidding. Ralph. I'm kidding.
Oh, man.
Hey, I like the Darmalars. Again, it's this chair. It's this mic. It's not my fault. It's like taking over. It's Patrick Swayze is still upset with me.
Oh, man. Is there anything else from your end of the world?
No. North. No? I just can't get this North out of my head now. I'm glad you didn't say that in the beginning, because I would have been lost.
I saved it till the end.
I kept saying Southwest jokes.
Yeah.
I guess someone, Joe McHale, said Southwest, he'd have to fly to Phoenix three times a day or something like that, if they named it Southwest. Southwest Airlines.
Yeah.
Didn't get it.
I got it. There's a Northwest Airlines, too, though, isn't there?
Northeast. I thought it was Northeastern, isn't it?
I think there is a Northwestern Airlines.
I don't know.
I might be wrong. Well,
now is this kid going to be on the reality show now? Is he on the show?
No, he isn't on the show.
He's never on the show?
I don't think so.
Because why? The ex-husband, what's his name, Chris Humphries, is like put a restraining
order? Well,
they
became like officially divorced like a couple weeks ago, wasn't it?
Oh, is that what it was?
I thought so. I'm not 100% sure.
Because I know people were outraged about the whole wedding thing. When it did. I go, really?
Yeah.
See, there's certain things you just can't be out if you're.
Yeah,
it's just like, okay.
You should expect it. From
you should
these
expect
kinds of
it now. North, I can't blame the kid. I hope they don't hold this to the kid's like 15 years old that they, you know,
yeah,
making fun of the kid. Like, here's a compass. There's your name right there. We could have named you East, West, or South, but we chose that N right there. See, it's already
North Star.
North Star, there you go.
Going forward. Well,
that would be okay, North Star. At least that sounds. I got nothing.
Okay.
Do we have a poll question you want to do, anything like that? Do we have weird news? Or I guess
no, we're at 53 minutes now.
I guess once you get to naming a kid North, I guess
there's not much else to do.
You can't top that.
So we'll leave it at that. if you guys give us a call, 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
It's 206-309-0311.
You know, I can't get Dale to get that into that song.
How can you? It's a classic.
He goes, I don't know the song. I go, it's 206-309-0311, calling time with you. And he goes, just looks at me.
Oh, man.
But anyway, if you do have a podcast, send the information to the Lost Podcast. Jay and I will look at it. And MP3 form?
MP3 format.
Yeah, please. And we'll probably have one next week because I've already talked to someone about doing one. And I'll send a little message saying Jay gave the okay.
So you have a ringer, huh?
Well, I just have someone I said, I go, well, we've had the idea for a
sure.
couple of years. And I said, why don't we just do it?
Yeah.
Again, good news is.
My big fear is like, do we keep adding them all in? And there's like 10,000 podcasts and people are just like, this is too much. If we do like a different one each week. We don't overload
it. No, it's just one a week.
Yeah.
One a week.
Exactly.
And Jay liked it because he goes, oh, I don't have to record.
Ever. No, I'm kidding. before that, I would like to dedicate this podcast to Colleen's grandfather, Louis Ferrara. A great man. You can tell a measure of man by just the at the wake. His barber showed up.
Really?
His his mailman came.
Wow!
Like just so many people.
Well,
came.
I didn't have the pleasure of knowing him as long as you have. But when I first met him, he was just. And just right away, just having a conversation with him, he made me feel at home. He made me feel like part of the family. Like I said,
he's one of those unique people, those caring people that just those people you meet every day, just genuinely good people.
Yeah,
and he'll definitely be missed. And yeah, that's that. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.